Health professionals are painting a bleak picture of the level of workforce shortages in the sector. Documents released under the Official Information Act show in the first 8 months of last year, 24 practices and clinics had to reduce hours or close their doors due to critical staff shortages and high costs. Nick James reports.
The documents show workforce shortages are causing trouble at clinics around the country. In Porirua, health officials are considering replacing the overnight doctor at Keneperu's Community Hospital Accident and Medical Centre with a telehealth service. And last month, Coast to Coast Healthcare, which services the rural area between North Auckland and Whangarei, had to shut its overnight service due to staff shortages. One of the clinic's GPs, Dr. Tim Malloy, says the workforce is ageing.
The number of people available to do the work is dwindling. And as a consequence, the sustainability is threatened. More recently, however, we've also seen a change in the response of our public, and we've had safety issues for people working at night time in what is essentially a rural area.
And he doesn't see a solution in the near future.
The reality is that the workforce issues that we have been confronting for the last 30-odd years are finally coming home to roost, and our system is failing. As a consequence, the recovery period for our workforce is going to be significant.
Dr. Malloy says it will only get worse.
What you're seeing now is just the beginning of a process which will be reflected in continuing failures of the primary care services that the country depends on in order to avoid the pressures and ultimate demise of the secondary services, particularly through ED.
Auckland University Professor of General Practice Felicity Goodyear-Smith says the problems the sector is facing are a long time in the making.
It's been a crisis that's been coming for many years, as we've had an ageing population of GPs and newer GPs coming on board, the ones who do come on board often working shorter hours than traditionally we used to work in the past.
She says she'd like to see the government fund more infrastructure for training doctors.
Now, the practices are private businesses, but if the government could provide training rooms, that would make a huge difference. And they did that in Australia, they did that in England.
Southlink Health Services provides practices around the country. Their CEO, Carl Andrews, says with less GPs in the workforce, they're encouraging people to become nurse and pharmacy prescribers. These roles are for non-medical healthcare providers who can prescribe medicines.
It's for us a way of looking at, you know, the declining number of GPs over the coming years as the more and more look to retire. There's going to be a while before the new ones start to come through the programs that have been recently announced.
Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora says it recognises that the delivery of urgent and after-hours healthcare is a challenge across many areas of the country. It says it's committed to working closely with primary health organisations to ensure accessible after-hours and urgent care services are available on an ongoing basis.